Cosmos. Fifth canto of the Bhagavatam. What's significant about that, and why do some really focus on that? My theory here, you can't fall asleep and just start thinking about it again, is that, and I would need to look more at the fifth canto to get it confirmed or so, is that it's simply describing Bhurloka, meaning the world of the five senses. Which means the world that we see around us. So when we stand here and we look up, there's a pole star up there and things appear to be rotating around it, then we don't need to worry about what is actually rotating around what and all of that. Now, the Puranas, the astronomy, quote-unquote, that we find there in the fifth canto and elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, it's, or the geography, so to speak, simply part of describing the Bhurloka that we are in, and the Bhumandala, meaning the ground that we see around us. And if we travel on that ground, we come to oceans, and there's land on the other side of the ocean and so on. We can, if you want to describe things very, very briefly, then yeah, dvipas and oceans and so on. That's what we, when we travel around here, will find. And then the edge of it all is Loka Loka. I think those are the descriptions there which are translated in such ways, as, you know, there's a tract of land there, strange in that way. What is it? I don't remember. In other words, yeah, the orbits of the planets and all of that. We're talking about how the planets are moving around in the sky. And we'll look at up there. But we're really talking astrologically, so to speak. So anyway, that's the theory. Fifth canto is mainly about describing this realm of Bhurloka.